What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly, and another episode in our Timeless Advice series. This is with Sean Scott, and this has to do with how much money you need to get started in the restaurant business. At the time that we did this interview, would have been around 2016, 2017, Sean and Subculture Coffee down in Miami, Florida, and he sold his portion of that and has moved on since. He's in North Carolina now, actually, last I spoke to him. But Sean had some really good advice about some of the financial aspects that you need to be thinking about if you're going to start a restaurant, and sort of the reality of the situation versus the ideal situation. But first, this episode is sponsored by us here at Schedulefly. If you don't love the way that you schedule and communicate with your restaurant team or your distillery, bar, ice cream shop, coffee shop, boutique hotel, brewery, whatever the case may be, if you don't love the way you schedule and communicate with your team, if it's not easy and simple, if you're on pencil and paper or Excel, or you're taking a picture of the schedule and texting it out to everybody, and it's a mess when schedule changes need to happen, or if you're using a scheduling software and you're paying a lot of money for it and they keep increasing prices and providing lots of bells and whistles that you don't need, check out Schedulefly. We have the same pricing we've had for 15 years when we started the business. We've never changed our pricing. Simple monthly pricing, no contracts, no setup fees, no cancellation fees, no nickel and diming, no hassles, no friction. just very easy to use, simple and reliable software backed by legendary customer support. That's our whole business model. We've been doing it for 15 years that way, and that's how we'll always do it. Schedulefly.com. There's a 30-day free trial. My cell phone number, my personal cell phone number, is right there on the trial sign-up page. If you've got questions, give me a call. Happy to help. Or sign up for the free trial. If you need us, we're all over it, and we're easy to reach, and we're very responsive. If you just want to play around with it and you don't want anybody bothering you, you won't hear from us. We don't have any salespeople, so we just try to keep things simple and be helpful as needed. Schedulefly.com. We've got 6,000 restaurants today, and we'd love to serve y'all too. Also, this episode is sponsored by Flip, flipmoney.com, and that's Flip with a Y. Flip is a newer company. It's a great company. It's run by really good people that we know, and it is a mobile banking, an app-based mobile banking platform. Flipmoney.com, F-L-Y-P, or find it in the App Store. You get a checking account with a debit card, FDIC insurance, all that kind of stuff that you would have with a normal bank. But man, if you don't love your bank, if you're not like, my bank is awesome and treats me really well and never nickel and dimes me, you should check out Flip. There's no minimum balance. There's none of all these fees, these hidden fees or ATM fees. You can use 37,000 ATMs and at no fee. You get a debit card. Every time you use that debit card, you get to spin the Flip wheel on your Flip app. You might win 1% cash back, 2%, 5%, 10%, 50%, up to, not kidding here, up to 110% cash back. If you don't win cash, you might win Flip coins, and those can be used to purchase things in their store. So a very cool company trying to take care of people and serve people that are typically overlooked and underserved and nickel and dime by most of the big banks. So check them out, flipmoney.com, or check out Flip, F-L-Y-P, in the App Store. We're super high on what they're doing. And by the way, if you use the promo code Schedulefly, and again, the promo code Schedulefly, then you put $100 or more in there. Once you've spent $100 in the first 30 days, they're going to give you $20. So check it out. Okay, on to the episode. Sean Scott, Subculture Coffee, no longer there, but this is timeless advice. Doesn't matter where he is now. Here's my question to him. What are some things that you've learned when starting that you hadn't thought of before you got started? And here's Sean. Quote, I think a lot of people, me included, underestimate just the liquid cash you should have accessible when you start. You think, all right, so I have the build out paid for, and you tend to spend everything before you open. You think, well, we'll make money once we open. I think that's a bad move. If I had to do it all over again, I'd have more money in the bank just because you're going to have to do a lot of promo. You're going to waste a lot of products. You aren't going to make as much money as you thought you were because things might happen slower. Things break, etc. Usually opening is delayed a lot longer than you thought. There's way more permits that you have to pay for than you had anticipated. There's way more licenses that $150 here, $150 there. A lot of people just focus on paying for the build out, but they don't really pad their account. I understand because a lot of people don't have access to capital to cover all that, but I think it's really important. That can make or break it, especially in the first year. And then I, end quote, and I say, well, how much capital should you have? And here's Sean again, quote, I would say 6 months is good for us. I would advise that if your personal finances are a mess, you probably shouldn't go into business. A really good litmus test is when I'm talking to people who are considering this, I ask, how are your personal finances? Not the specifics, but if you have a hard time managing your personal finances, and if you can't figure out ways to save money, then this business might not be the place for you. You have to be able to do that. We price out per cup of coffee, lids, cups, coffee, milk, sugar. I know exactly where everything's going. The same thing applies in your personal life. If you don't know where everything's going, then there are going to be a lot of holes in your boat, maybe losing a lot of money. I was always very conscious about accessing my own checking account when I was 12 and had to start buying my own clothes and all that stuff at a very young age. Accounting has always been something that I've had a focus on and been aware of. It's almost natural, but I found that for a lot of people, like my wife, it wasn't like that at all. We moved in with my brother before we opened the first coffee shop, and we just shared rent with him. We had one car instead of two cars. We minimized our lifestyle before we opened the shop. Don't expect to maintain your same lifestyle. Minimize it on purpose so that you require the least amount of money when you're starting up. Then expand it as you can afford to as you grow. I almost put more emphasis on your personal life before you open than I do on your vision for the business, because there's a definite correlation to how you run both and the ability that you'll have to navigate rough waters and make it through and survive. That is great advice, folks. I got to tell you, never had thought about, you know, thinking through the personal financial part of this, but it is a great litmus test. 6 months of capital at minimum is a great benchmark to consider. And just expecting things to take longer and cost more is almost always going to happen from the experience I've had with speaking to restaurant owners over the years. That's a very common theme. So really wonderful advice from Sean. Again, this comes from our second Restaurant Owners Uncorked book, Restaurant Owners Uncorked Part 2. We interviewed 21 successful hospitality owners for that book. Self-published it in 2017. Great book. Tons of timeless advice. It's available on Amazon, Restaurant Owners Uncorked Part 2. You can also get the first Restaurant Owners Uncorked. We published it in 2010. That's 20 different owners. So 20 owners in the first book, 21 in the second. Can't remember exactly why we did 21 for the second, but we did. So there's 41 different owners you can learn from with a lot of timeless advice. Those books, you know, they age like wine because they just, you know, that advice just was good then and it's good now. And we thank you for listening. If you have a second, please, please, please give us a rating. We would love so much if you gave us a rating on your podcast player, if you have one available, particularly if you're on Apple. If you rate this podcast, and even especially if you write some comments in there, it would mean so much to us because it tells the algorithm to put this podcast in front of more people that are looking for hospitality content. So please do that if you have a minute. Thank you for listening. More of these coming soon. Y'all have a good one. See you.